Welcome to the May issue of the Delta County Commissioner's Report. I'm Felix Belmont. Our guest today is Mr. Mike Lane, Delta County Commissioner for District 1. I'm joined by Mr. Eric Gould, leading member of KVNF's news department, who will be the chief interrogator today.
Interviewer.
Okay. Call it what you will. Thank you, Mike, for taking the time to come into KVNF today to talk with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I want to start by asking you to tell our listeners about a meeting that took place at Bill Heddle's Recreation Center on April 25th, attended by representatives from the towns in the county and various other civic organizations. They all joined together to request a countywide tax increase to support their various activities. School safety was a major consideration, where considerable new funds are needed for physical security improvements to school buildings. To be implemented, these tax increases would have to go on the November ballot for voter approval. After your comments on this subject, I will yield to Eric Gould for further questioning.
Okay. Well, thanks again for having me. That meeting was well attended by the municipalities in Delta County, with the school district, the library board, and the law enforcement agencies were involved also in that meeting. And each municipality gave a report on what their activities were through the summer and the planned activities. As far as the tax increases, I don't think anybody really wants a tax increase, or as far as the library district and the school district, I think it's a mill levy increase. And the tax increase was for the law enforcement agencies countywide to help the county sheriff's department and then the municipalities, law enforcement's police departments. The crime rate is going up, and the violent crime rate is going up. The sheriff of Delta County, along with the police chief for the city of Delta, gave some statistics concerning the increase in crime through the years, the violence of the crimes, and why they think it is the crime rate is going up. Surrounding counties, they have had a tax increase and for their law enforcement agencies, and just as Delta County is enforcing the law, Montrose and Mesa County are enforcing their law, but they have, due to the tax increase for their counties, more police on the payroll, on patrol, more computers to help them with the reports, faster reporting system, faster response time, and so the criminal elements, I guess you'd call them, are coming out of Montrose and Mesa County and coming to Delta County because the word has kind of spread that we're thin as far as law enforcement, police, and sheriff officers here. They're spread so thin that they go from call to call rather than patrolling a district. And if you see a law enforcement vehicle, you're not so apt to do something that's against the law. But if you don't see them, then you kind of think you're in the clear and there's more activity. And so they've asked for this tax increase to hire more patrol officers for the municipalities in Delta County and for the Sheriff's Department of Delta County to hire more people so they can patrol more, keep an eye on the criminal activities going on, and hopefully crack down and have the criminals behind bars more days than they are now. They've been committing felonies, and it's the same people committing them. They lock them up. The judge bonds them out. The next day, they're back at criminal activity. And as Sheriff Fred McKee said at one meeting, he said the criminals nowadays are are more violent. Said used to be when you caught, just a few years ago, when you caught a guy doing something illegal, well, they'd kind of give up. Well, I'm caught. Okay, I'm going to jail. But now the ones today are more hardcore. They fight back. And so the police departments and law enforcement people have to be more on their toes because they know they are going to get have more ways that the criminal is going to fight back and just not give up like it used to be just a few years ago. And so that's one of the main reasons for the law enforcement is because the violent crime and criminal activity is increasing because people come into Delta pushed out of Montrose and Mesa counties. The school district is a mill levy increase, and the school buses that we currently have, most of them are 15 years old, and they're breaking down a lot.
Those buses are expensive also, aren't they?
Yeah, yes, they are. Some of them over $100,000. And you want good, reliable, safe vehicles for the kids. And then they were going to make the entrances to the school more secure with better doors so they can lock them, security cameras. And there's some grants out there that we were made aware of during the meeting that where the school district is going to pursue and have some help filling them out so their property filled out and all the lines filled in like they should be so that we can get some grant money to do that. Then the library board, a lot of people use the libraries. They like the books there. They like the computer access they have, and they just need some more funding for the maintenance and to help maintain the services throughout the Delta County Library District.
One of the things that impressed me was the amount of estimated money needed to physically improve the schools in things that we don't think of so much, but of course we've been made very aware of them by these recent shootings, but like changing the locks on the doors and details like that that you wouldn't normally mm-hmm. think of, mm-hmm. particularly in respect to a school, but to make a school really safe, you got to spend a lot of money now.
Yeah, that's right. And anything that has to do with safety, you know, the insurance companies are probably looking at that. Now, how much liability is insurance going to have?
Yeah.
You know, is that an approved lock that you're putting on? And if it's an approved lock and tested and approved by whatever agency approves locks, well, the price probably went up.
Sure.
And it does take a lot of money. That's true.
Okay. Well, thank you for that rundown. Eric, you take over from there. I'm sure you have more detailed questions on this, but the item that sort of stood out for this session, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's definitely an important thing to talk about, and thank you, Felix, and thank you, Commissioner, for being here.
You're welcome.
I think we will stick with that topic. We've talked about the mill levy increases for the school district and the library board. That's going to be real interesting to see how that goes. You know, last year, North Fork Valley voters approved two mill levies, one for the ambulance and one for the North Fork Pool Park and Rec District. So two in one election, and this was after almost no mill levies have passed in Delta County mm-hmm. for quite some time. So now we're going to be asking for two more. That's going to be real interesting to see how that works out. With this police department one, it's called the Public Safety Tax Initiative. And I was at the work session with the commissioners on March 26th when Sheriff Mark Taylor talked to you guys a little bit about it. It's a tax sales tax increase, correct,
mm-hmm.
countywide. And that money would then be dispersed to every law enforcement entity in the county.
Were those increases quantified at that meeting?
It was. And I don't know if I have those notes with me, but they do have a breakdown. Okay, yeah. So like 48% of the increase will go to the sheriff's office. They estimate that to be something like $2.9 million, which ends up being 29% of their budget. 31% of that will go to the Delta Police Department, the city one, which they estimate to be about.
But how much more will the individual have to pay? Do you know percentage-wise?
That I'm not sure.
It's
1% sales tax increase, so whatever that
means. Like 1%, yeah. Yeah, okay.
And then the other municipalities, Cedar Edge, Hotchkiss, and Paoni, will all get a small portion of that. From your experience at that work session, what do you think is the most important reason for this? Why do we have to raise sales tax for this?
Well, safety is a big concern, and like the sheriff and the police chief of the city of Delta said, the crime rate is going up, and it's violent crimes. It's just not, you know, jaywalking or anything like that. These are people who are into drugs, into guns, into criminal activity that in vacant places, cooking meth, that they blow themselves up, endanger the neighborhood. There was an incident in Delta, week 10 days ago, where the guy stole a car up here and went down, and they threw him in jail. He bonded out the next day, and he broke two windows on the main street of Delta. And trying to keep those people, the repeat people, from going out and keep doing criminal activity. And you wouldn't really think there would be that much increase in the crime rate, but you look at the law enforcement blotter that's in the Delta County Independent there, and a lot of them are the names from the previous month or even the previous week. And so with homelessness too, that is a factor in there also. The rate is going up that you see of the homeless, and at the homeless shelter there in Delta, and I help out there just a few times, and it's kind of tragic that that situation this day and age takes place. But they are trying to get their feet underneath them, and some of them do. But then they had a family, mom and dad and three kids, a couple of months ago come in. And they had a family room, four families, and they spent the night. Well, mom and dad were both doing meth, and dad had warrants out on him. And so those three kids are wards of the state or the county. And the Health and Human Services of county takes a lot of money, and there's a lot of people that depend on that. But just the stats from the law enforcement in the sheriff's county, it sure looks like it's not going to get any better.
Sounds to me like the judges are too easygoing.
That sure could be, and their docket is full. They're needing more judges. They're needing more court space. Just because of the crime rates coming up, and the law enforcement's arrested them, they got to go through the system, and it's not going to get any better. And you kind of have to listen to the advice of law enforcement, because they know, they see it daily, hourly, and on the county side, you know, if there's two or three deputies on duty in one day, that's good. But if you're in Crawford, you got a situation in Delta or Cedar Edge, it takes a lot of time for that one guy to go through there. To where if they had more deputies, they could have a better response time, plus be able to patrol the neighborhoods and in the country better also.
Let's stay with the topic of law enforcement for a little bit. At the last regular meeting on March 26th, the commissioners voted to authorize staff to submit the 2019 grant cycle for the Gray and Black Marijuana Enforcement Grant. This allows the county to get money for the fight against the marijuana black market. My first question is, how does this grant help Delta County, and what is the money used for?
Well, law enforcement there, you know, you've got, even though marijuana is legal, you can grow so many plants per household, and there's people out there pushing the limits. Some of them are Russians, Colombians, that have houses that they're pushing the limits, and that black market of marijuana is what they're trying to crack down on to keep it at the legal limit, rather than having hundreds of plants there. And they say, oh, well, it's all the family members, trying to police that, trying to catch them, trying to stem that tide, because that marijuana has got to go somewhere. And if it can go right on in the streets of the municipalities in Delta County, it's money in their pocket.
In your opinion, does Delta County have a problem with the marijuana black market? Do you think it manifests itself obviously out here in the North Fork Valley or in Delta County?
I'd have to, there again, rely on law enforcement and what they say. You know, I I think I could tell the difference between a marijuana plant and a tomato plant, but I'm not sure.
And then my last question about this law enforcement, and then we'll venture on to some other topics. I see in the Delta Police blotter a couple of reports that DEA agents are now assisting. They hired, I believe it was 7 DEA agents for Montrose County, and I guess some of those guys are now helping out in Delta County. Is that right?
That's what I understand, yes.
So it's only DEA, that's a federal enforcement agency. Are they enforcing federal laws then?
I assume so, yeah. You know, the meth lab they had up here in this area, what was a couple months ago, that, you know, they had some hardcore chemicals there that they hadn't seen in those quantities for years. And the cleanup and everything like that, pretty expensive to get that out there. And then, you know, they were probably renting the house, and now the landowner's got maybe issues as far as being able to rent it again.
Let's go ahead and change gears a little bit, and you are listening to the Delta County Commissioner's Report here in our May edition of that show on KVNF. It's Mountain Grown Community Radio. We're joined here today by Commissioner Mike Lane, Delta County Commissioner from District 1. I'm Eric Gould with KVNF News. Felix Belmont is here as well, and we've been talking about law enforcement. We're going to switch topics a little bit and talk about oil and gas. Commissioner Lane, by profession, you come from an oil and gas background. I just wondered if you could talk a little bit about that. And does it seem to you like a lot of oil and gas officials end up becoming county commissioners?
That I don't know. I was a cowboy most of my life. I did work for Halliburton for 9 years, and they're an oil field service company. As far as I know, Halliburton doesn't actually drill the well. They just service the rigs and what they need. Our economy is a fossil fuel-based economy. We need the oil and gas to sustain our lifestyle that we have. Wind and solar are great and should be pursued, because fossil fuels are not going to last forever. But until then, we need to continue to provide ourselves with oil and gas rather than depending on a foreign country that the wind might shift and they decide that America doesn't get as many barrels of oil as needed. We are an exporter of natural gas. There's a big push to convert coal-fired electric plants to natural gas because of cleaner burning and cheaper. To make the wind and solar products that are needed, most of them come from oil and gas. Petrochemicals supply a lot of products for the cell phone and computers come from oil and gas. So responsible oil and gas development should be considered. If you curtail it drastically, gas prices go up, electric prices go up. For people that are on fixed incomes, retired people, disabled people, that can be a big bite out of their income, because then food goes up. If a farmer's price of diesel goes up, well, he's got to get more for his crops in order to harvest it. The same way with hemp. Hemp is labor intensive. Those laborers need to get to the hemp fields in order to irrigate it, weed it, harvest it, process it at the end. And oil and gas plays a big part in that development of the hemp also.
Well, I think with your background, you'll be able to talk about this next question. Hubbard Creek Coal and Gas is seeking permission to operate a methane flare in an existing mine borehole north of Hubbard Creek Road. And first off, what is a methane flare?
Igniting the methane gas and turning it into carbon dioxide, which is less harmful to the atmosphere than the methane gas is.
So in my mind, I'm just envisioning just a huge open flame burning into the sky is basically what we're talking about.
I assume that would be it, yes.
Take a step back and just talk about methane in general in the North Fork Valley. The West Elk Mine is the largest single industrial source of methane emissions in Colorado. As a Delta County Commissioner, does that disturb you?
It's a natural occurring gas from when you mine the coal. It's embedded in the coal and escapes out. And The BLM classifies methane gas in the coal industry as not an asset, and you can't capture it and sell it. BLM classifies methane gas in the oil and gas field as an asset to where you can capture it and sell it. BLM is having some difficulty in figuring that out in order to release the methane that is escaping from the coal mines, and there have been methane working groups working on that. For a committee's been put together to work just on that specific purpose and how to get the permits to do it so they can do it and turn it into a less harmful gas than the methane now. And the methane will naturally leak, and they're just trying to do it on a more controlled basis, as I understand it.
Do you think there should be more efforts to collect this methane, or at least to burn it off?
Short answer, I don't know. I would have to rely on some expert testimony as far as really what is needed and at what rate is acceptable, the consequences of the flaring, consequences of not flaring. Is it escaping too fast to be harmful, or is it Mother Nature acting like she wants to act? I just don't know.
It seems like we're at kind of a reaching a high watermark in terms of oil and gas development that is coming to the North Fork Valley and to Delta County. We've got Bull Mountain. We've got seismic mapping going on for future projects. We have this new methane collection thing going on. Do you have a fear that it's just there's too many proposals, too many operations, that maybe they're developing it just a little bit too fast?
Well, oil and gas drilling been occurring in the North Fork area for decades. Delta County has two producing oil and gas wells. There are some wells that are drilled and have been capped, but only two in Delta County have been producing. As far as the level of activity and the time frames involved, that's a question that has to be answered. This House Bill 181, they've got to seat a new board in order to continue their enforcement of the new bill. Gas and oil companies are waiting to see how it's all going to shake out, how it's going to affect them, and it's kind of on a wait and see type of agenda now. Jeff Robbins, the director of the COGCC, he gave a talk in Rifle a couple of weeks ago, and he was real informative about how his feelings were. The first thing he said, we got to seat a new board, and then we got to interpret it. But he said, as far as the permits being approved, they'll go on as scheduled. There's not a moratorium on oil and gas drilling. As far as the local control of the counties and local governments, that'll kind of be up to them, whether they want more local control or let the state of Colorado go ahead and regulate it like they have been.
Mike, I want to inject a question here. Okay, oil and gas is a big thing here. We all know that. But is the county commissioners, is there any activity to attract other types of industry here? Is there a place for other industry, or are there industries that could fit in here? What about a little diversification? Is there any thought about that or any activity to promote it?
Yes. We've had meetings with the Delta County Economic Development Committees, and they're small businesses. They're not like big companies, big coal mines or oil and gas or anything like that, but there's some small companies that have came here. There was one that was going to have 50 welders, and they were going to refurbish the drill bits. But now that may be on hold just because of Senate Bill 181. Colorado Quarries, with the marble, they're putting up a new building there, and they're in the process to where they can cut the marble there rather than shipping it to Italy and then shipping it back. So they've got that process, and they say there'll be anywhere from 20 to 30 more jobs there. There's some mom-and-pop operation coming out. There's a new electric bike shop in the main street of Delta that is opening up. There's a used furniture shop in the main street of Delta that's opening up. You always hear or read advertisements about cottage businesses going along.
So there is other activity going on. I was just curious.
And that development, you know, you have to steer the development where the utilities are, where there's water and sewer. And if there's over a certain amount of employees, well, they need sewer. They just can't have a septic system. And so they can't build anywhere. They kind of got to be close to the utilities so they can service their demands.
I think we could do a whole nother show on economic development in Delta County.
Sure.
There's plenty of different industries like the marble mine that was mentioned. Agritourism, farm-to-table food, agriculture, all sorts of stuff that we could talk about in future shows.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you all for listening. You are listening to the Delta County Commissioner's Report. It's our May issue of that show here on KVNF. I'm Eric Gould with Felix Belmont. We've been talking to Mike Lane. We've talked about law enforcement. We've talked about some oil and gas issues and economic development. If you could, Commissioner, maybe you could just tell us a little bit more about yourself. This is your entering your fifth month here as a county commissioner. I was just wondering, how has the learning curve been? You know, was it intimidating in any way? And what was the biggest challenge once you started the job?
Well, I wouldn't say really intimidating, but it's a different world for sure. It's different than being a cowboy, following a cow, working in the oil and gas field where it's 30 and 50 below and wondering, now why in the world am I doing this out here? It's nice. You meet a lot of interesting, highly intelligent people. You get their perspective on it. You kind of see how the system functions at the city, county, and state level. Not so much federal, haven't been too much in that, but just how the system works. It's kind of opens your mind that, you know, here I've got an office in the courthouse. I never thought I'd have an office in the courthouse. And it's interesting. I like it. Learning a lot. Sometimes you just got to say, I don't know, I don't have an answer to that yet.
Do you feel the people are with the commissioners by and large? I only say that because back years ago when we started this program, there seemed to be all this controversy and some of it got just a little nasty, you know, mm-hmm. and so on. You don't seem to hear that so much. Things seem to be, I don't know, I was going to say more peaceful, not peaceful, but at least they seem to be polite today. Gee, there was a time when people were screaming at each other.
Well, in our land development, we've had meetings about and had a meeting here in Payone concerning civility and conversations that are going on. But I think all in all, most of the people are glad the county commissioners are in there, glad that we've been able to keep our expenses in the budget, try to do what we say. You know, you can always get two opposing opinions, and you have to go with what you think. Well, the voters elected me as a commissioner, and do what should be done in a timely manner, and what is best for Delta County and the people of Delta County. Some of them, no matter what you do, you're not going to please. Because if you please them on one aspect, they're going to jump on another. But I think all in all, for the most part, the people are supportive of us. I haven't, so far in all the meetings that I've gone to, there hasn't been anything getting out of hand or rowdy or anything like that. people have been respectful, which is nice. Hopefully it'll continue that way.
I hope it will. And I'm sure with commissioners like you, it will continue.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's just about our time for today, gentlemen. We've been speaking with Commissioner Mike Lane. And again, we thank you for coming up and giving such a very informative, lucid, and factual commentary on these subjects.
Well, thank you for your time.
Right. For KVNF, I'm Felix Belmont.